This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Monday, April 18, 2022, Montana reports 273,204 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 93 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since Friday. 30 new cases in Missoula County, that's Missoula and the University of Montana. 15 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation. 11 new cases in Gallatin County, Bozeman, MSU, Big Sky. 8 new cases in Lewis and Clark County, Helena, the state capital. And more new cases in 13 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 452. Currently, 15 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,260 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 987,000 Americans have died. There have been 80.5 million cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. DJ Kay Slay, an influential member of the New York hip-hop scene, whose raucous mixtapes became legendary, has died from COVID-19. He was 55. DJ Kay Slay, whose real name was Keith Grayson, was a DJ on New York City's Hot 97, but he had been a star of the hip-hop genre since the early 1990s, when mixtapes he produced featured up-and-comers like superstar rappers Jay-Z and later Eminem. Kay Slay was hospitalized with COVID-19 in January. Citing severe weather that blanketed parts of Montana in snow last week, Governor Greg Gianforte on Monday extended the deadline to file Montana individual income tax returns by a week. The new deadline is April 25th. The extension does not apply for federal returns, quarterly estimated payments, or other state tax types. The Montana Highway Patrol reports 5 fatal accidents in the past several days, some with contributing causes from the winter storm that passed through, making roads dangerous. The accidents and fatalities happened in Ravalli County, Lincoln, Gallatin, Musselshell, and Valley counties. 3 of the 5 crashes involved roadways that were icy, and none of the 5 victims were wearing seatbelts. A 32-year-old man from North Carolina was killed on secondary Highway 537 between Glasgow and Malta on Thursday. About 90 minutes after the Valley County wreck, 3 Montanans were riding in a Ford Taurus north on U.S. Highway 87. A few miles north of Roundup, the car slid off the road and overturned. The front seat passenger, a 43-year-old woman from Hysham, was partially ejected and fatally injured in the crash. Late Thursday evening, a man was killed in a crash on Highway 93 near Hamilton. The following morning, a 55-year-old Libby resident was killed in a single-vehicle accident. Then, Saturday afternoon at 4:40 p.m., Highway Patrol troopers responded to an accident in Belgrade on I-90 East, where a 27-year-old Washington State man was killed after his vehicle rolled and he was ejected. Search teams have recovered the bodies of 2 teenagers whose kayak capsized in a lake in northwestern Montana last week. The girl's body was recovered Sunday afternoon in 86 feet of water in Swan Lake. The boy's body was located late Monday morning at about the same depth and about a quarter mile away. Search teams from Flathead and Lake counties and Swan Mission Search and Rescue had been looking for the teens since Thursday afternoon when Lake County received a 911 call reporting that 2 people were in the water after a kayak capsized in high winds. The teens tried to swim to shore but went under before first responders arrived. Swan Lake is surrounded by national forest land and is a popular place for fishing, boating, and paddleboarding. The water temperature is currently about 39 degrees Fahrenheit. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.